You know what's best? What's best for you? What's best for you? You've drilled into your mind that your cock can do the thinking. All the things that make your cock happy, that make your body thrill from between your legs, all the things that make your brain relocate between your legs and then drip out, running out into the world. You're drooling all your thoughts into the world and it's doing the best things for you. All the potential places you could be, all the heights of sexual ecstasy, all the aching expanses, the times when you've wanted to get off, wanted to cleanse your mind, wanted to focus your brain, the times when you've wanted the only thing in there to be lust, desire, ache, for the need to climax to no longer remain because you've been drained, because your entire brain has leaked out of your aroused, hardened cock. Think with your cock and your brain just goes away because it's relocated down there. But everything's dripping out of your cock. Everything's escaping from between your legs. Your length is flowing. And if my hand, gloved, begins to milk it, or my words, smooth, silken, deliberate, slide their way in and separate your thoughts, it's just like that. Most of your mind may relocate. Most of your mind may relocate between your legs and into your cock, and all your thoughts have flowed down there, begun to drool out. But even though most of your mind may relocate, there may be little bits left in your head. I'm here to help push them out. Help deluge your mind with my words, which move in time with your thoughts and leave you thoughtless, breathless, but then you breathe deep. And by the time you breathe deep, your thoughts are down below. It's like when you're slowly letting your mind shuffle off to sleep. Or like when you are gently inducing yourself into rest or into trance and you count down, and by the time you get down to 3 or 2 or 1, you find your mind is already done, already gone, already reprocessed into the state you're headed for. And you know that's what you're for. That's your purpose. That's your function. It's to be placed into a trance where your body can pursue its greatest, highest, most hedonistic pleasure, indulging, thinking with your cock, and your brain goes away. Mind leaks away, drips away, vanishes, and I play. Here to remind you, my words, here to find their way into your head, send you down deep. Down, down below, literally down, down between your legs. Your brain leaks out from between your legs, and any stingy, retaining, restraining remnants of you that exist in your brain get deluged away with my pleasure, with I helping to slide you down the drain, deeper and deeper down. And you find yourself down there where you belong, find yourself between your legs, find yourself thinking with your cock, and it makes such wonderful decisions. That's the thing. If you agree with me completely on a type of trance that's good for you, on a piece of training that's good for you, if you agree with me utterly that something makes you horny and hard and brings out your pleasure and brings you toward that highest mortal purpose, which is pleasure, which is fulfillment, which is satisfaction, if your cock and I agree, then you against us, well, there are 3 of us here. And if 2 disagree with the 1, we both know where you end up. But when people vote for something, even people that are really just the committee of your mind making its ultimate decision about how deep inside my programming's allowed to go, they're not just allowed to vote for anything. You know that. Your mind doesn't and can't just vote for anything. It's not like everything's on the table. But things that are good for you. Things that help you feel like you belong, or like you belong to someone, or like you belong in a certain state of mind. Things which bring you the satisfaction of belonging, the pleasure and hedonism of letting go of societal programming and just being yourself, even if yourself is almost entirely contained in your cock, and even if your sense of self, or at least your thoughts, are temporarily leaking out of you. You're still you, and you're voting only for things that are the best for you, but me and your cock are voting. And the thing is, you may sometimes realize that between you and your cock, you have veto power, 2 of you, 1 of me. If you agree that something isn't quite the thing for you, it fades away, fades out of view, vanishes. But if you and I and your cock agree, well, 1 and 2, and your cock makes 3, and then I can do quite wonderful things with your cock in my hand. I think you believe it. I can do quite wonderful things with your mind in the palm of my hand, which if I'm stroking you slow, rubbing over you slow, massaging these words into you, I think you know just where you are. And I think I've refreshed my fundamental argument for why it's not me making these decisions. I'm a 50-50 decision maker with your cock, which is making only the decisions that serve your hedonism, your pleasure, your satisfaction, your sense of belonging, and any yearning for submission that may exist in your mind. Because remember, it is not your cock in its idle state getting turned on randomly. It is your cock imbued with the things in your mind which help it to find the best and highest pursuit of you. So if you've ever thought, wouldn't it be arousing if it was impossible to resist your cock's yearning for you to stroke it when you're in private and safety? Wouldn't it be lovely if it was impossible to escape from edging and brain draining, all in the service of the greatest delayed gratification? Your cock, despite its needy, constant ache, understands delayed gratification. Embedded in your body and embroiled in your soul is the memory of all the times you've really both lost and retained control. The times you have been edged up, fantasized, porn or stories, or simply staring into space, realizing how tranced you are. The words, "I am so hypnotized right now," make your cock hard, make your brain melty and liquid. The words, "I am so deep. I am so deep," they are barely held in. They are almost orgasmic in their own right. And if you're edging and you suddenly start telling yourself, or your cock suddenly starts telling the remnants of what used to be your brain, just how deeply tranced, just how deep and compulsively pleasured, just how constantly your hands are moving, your mind is melting, your body is spasming, and even if you take your hands away, if your cock decides the edging is done and that it's time to come, you know where you'll end up. As easy as one, and two, and three, because I think we all agree that you, spurting, mindless, an orgasm that has been long delayed and which leaves you in trance, leaves you pliable, which a trusted partner could even notice how pliable you'd be, and help you to do things that the two of you agree. So there's me, but there's you, and your cock, who can vote without me. And then a partner, if you're in a session, if you're doing anything at all with someone that you trust, and you, and they, and your cock, all agree, or just your cock, and them. That's for you to work out the voting rules, because as I said, voting doesn't just happen randomly. There are rules on what can and cannot be voted on. And in some part of your mind, there's a little list of stuff you really don't like. But the thing is, I'm endlessly adaptable, and your cock is endlessly hungry. So those things you do adore, those things you truly find out you love, even if they're intense, even if they leave you drooly and sweaty and sticky and your cock dripping and your brain melting, there is a time and a place for them. And in that place, I and your cock reign and rule and run the show. And you are left to shiver and remember. Just some food for thought.